I think we should do a reality check.
Ned Whitley here with another Man on the Street special report. We are traveling through time and space to interview historical biblical figures and asking them to give us a reality check of God as he pertains to the events in their lives. Today I'm coming to you from the Sea of Galilee. I am aboard a fishing boat named the Unsinkable Two. Excuse me, Captain, what happened to the Unsinkable One?
She sank, matey.
Oh, it did?
Struck by lightning. Cracked her right in two, it did.
Oh, dear. Well, anyway, the reason I'm here in this boat is to report on an amazing miracle that took place in this lake. Jesus was speaking on the shore near here, and the crowd became so large that he had little room to preach. He saw two fishing boats docked and the sailors were mending their nets. He asked one of the men, named Simon Peter, if he would take him out a little into the water so that he could continue preaching. Simon Peter did, and Jesus spoke to the people from the boat. Well, excuse me, Captain. Are those thunder clouds I see in the distance?
Well, blow me down if you're not right, matey.
Well, is it safe, seeing how your first ship was struck by lightning?
Oh, not to worry, matey. I've sailed these seas for nigh on 30 years now. I've never known lightning to strike twice in the same spot.
Well, yes, I've heard that as well. Well, anyway, when Jesus was done preaching, he told Simon Peter to go into the deeper water and cast his nets for a catch of fish. Simon Peter explained to him that they had worked all night without a single catch, but because Jesus had said to, he would cast his nets. Captain, I just saw lightning and heard thunder from that storm.
Oh, I wouldn't let that trouble you, matey. I've sailed these seas for nigh on 30 years now. That storm appears to be changing course even as we speak.
Does it? Well, I'm glad you know this sea so well.
Yes.
Well, getting back to our story, Peter let down the nets, and miraculously they were filled with fish. So many, in fact, that the nets started breaking. Peter called for his partners, James and John, to bring their boat out as well. And they did, and both boats were so loaded with fish that they were on the verge of sinking. Oh, it's raining, Captain.
Oh, I've sailed these seas for nigh on 30 years now. Oh, we won't have the worst of it for some time yet.
Uh-huh. Well, anyway, when Peter saw these fish, he fell down at Jesus' knees and said, "Depart from me, for I am a sinful man, O Lord." All the people there were astonished at Jesus, including James and John. Jesus told them not to fear, for from then on they would catch men. He was referring to them preaching the gospel and catching men from their sin and bringing them into salvation through the blood of Jesus. And they left everything and followed Jesus. Our reality check for today is, Jesus calls all of us to proclaim the gospel. We don't have to be preachers or pastors or even be really good at speaking. He wants us to tell everyone about the good news, how he saved us from our sin, and that salvation is available to all men. Make it a high priority in your life to preach the gospel and catch men, women, boys, and girls for Jesus. Is it me, or is that storm getting worse?
Oh, that's hard to say, matey.
Oh, that lightning bolt just hit the ship. Captain, we're sinking.
Oh, you're right on that one, matey.
I thought you said lightning never strikes twice in the same place.
This isn't exactly the same place I was in when the Unsinkable One went down. I was over there a few feet.
Do you have a lifeboat, Captain?
Didn't think I'd need one, matey. They're just a nuisance anyway.
Well, we're going down, folks. This is Ned Whitley.
Reality Check was written and produced by Frank Uhle. Reality Check episodes are available on CD and as downloads, and they're a great resource for Sunday schools and children's Bible studies. Reality Check is a fun and entertaining way for parents and teachers to help children learn about reality as God declares it. For more information, go to our website at realitycheckradio.com. That's realitycheckradio.com. Or you can write to us at P.O. Box 781, Painesville, Ohio 44077. That's P.O. Box 781, Painesville, Ohio 44077. Well, it's been great having you with us, and thanks for listening. And remember to join us again next time for another Reality Check.